Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Josh Briscoe, he's your pregame, halftime, postgame guy, and he's not on the streets because the streets look empty at this point. They say on the news, there's going to be 3 million people flying, and over 100,000 people are taking to the roads. I know one guy that's not going anywhere but right here for the Chiefs and Broncos Thursday night. Welcome, Josh.
Bink, thank you for having me, my friend. I am looking forward to spending a small portion of my Christmas with you this week.
Just a small portion of the weekend we will spend Christmas, me, you, and Nick Springer. I told you not to go wild on gifts this year.
Yeah. I have been thinking about, you know, maybe it's just like a matching shirt or jacket for you, me, and Nick. Maybe you get signed to the Chiefs practice squad to take a few reps at quarterback this week. I'm going to try to figure out some way to bring the three of us together.
He had that old school jersey on. What was his jersey of? I can't remember, but it was an old school Chiefs jersey.
Eric Berry yesterday.
Berry, that's right.
For Nick, yeah.
Yeah. Nick is going through the annals of Chiefs in 95 and 96 and 98 and looking at box scores. And there's a part of me that just totally respects that.
Yeah, it was good for his sanity. Nick needed to focus on something else for a little while, so he went back through, as you said, and we were remembering some guys, which is sort of how these last couple weeks are going to
be. Yeah, just remember people, and we'll talk about quarterbacks here in just a second, but I am curious, though, Josh. Honestly, if you were to go to any store around here, Walmart, Target, your gas stations, Quick Trip, whatever, if you're going to go there and ask 20 people, had they heard of Chris Olatokun before yesterday, I'm curious the amount that would say yes, because the hardcore ones are going to know because they watch preseason. A lot of people don't, but the hardcore ones do, or go up to training camp or listen to sports radio. But how many people, just casual Chiefs fans, do you think had ever heard of Chris Olatokun?
Probably a quarter, I might say, 25%. Like, just anyone wearing a Chiefs t-shirt, you show them a picture of him and say, hey, who is this guy? And frankly, I'm not sure we've all found a consensus on how his name is pronounced, which we need to really nail before the game on Christmas, I suppose.
Going back to South Dakota State days, Olatokun, Olatokun, Olatokun's what I say.
I had a pronunciation in my head, and now I've already heard it pronounced four different ways just this morning, and so I'm gonna have to open up the Chiefs pronunciation guide.
I just say a lot of Quinn.
Look, CO is what I call him. I call him Big Chris. I call him QB1 is what I call him. And yeah, I do not think he was on a first name or last name basis with most of Chiefs Kingdom until this week.
Well, I know they like him and they respect him, what he does, especially running scout team looks.
Yep.
Of other quarterbacks. They've liked having him in that quarterback room. He's been a real value to the Chiefs there. Maybe different, but they're going to have to do something. And I don't know what they're going to do because clearly I don't think they want to go in just to Noah Gray be that emergency quarterback who hadn't played since his junior year because he got moved to receiver his next year in high school. But, I mean, Bailey Zappi, maybe. I think he's still – I know the Browns have activated him at times. He's back on the practice squad with Shador starting. That is a guy you could take and put on your 53. So, and that is a guy that knows this team's offense, and he probably still stays at the Residence Inn. That's a guy that you can call. But I don't know what other options you would have, but you would think it'd be somebody that knows this offense.
Yeah, I think Zappi is the guy. I haven't seen anything official, obviously, but
no.
He makes a lot of sense. The other guy who I think is still on a practice squad is Shane Buechele, but I don't know that he's been with Buffalo now long enough to think that, you know what, maybe he'll just stay there and you know, be ready in case anything ever happens to Josh Allen. I think Bailey Zappi makes the most sense. He's been here pretty recently, and you just gotta get through these next couple of games, and obviously, as we saw with Gardner Minshew, you can't just have one quarterback ready to go at this point. You've gotta have somebody to potentially step up before it is just Noah Gray out there. I would enjoy letting Travis Kelce throw a pass, try to
yes.
you know, get a little redemption there at some point these next 2 weeks. But I do think bringing Zappi back in, just bring him to the 53. You get two game day checks with the Chiefs these last couple weeks, and hopefully you don't have to go in. But if you do, he's played real football before. He could be an adult out there and just kind of keep things moving. But obviously, it's going to be weird these next couple of weeks regardless.
Did you want to see, was there any guys in particular you were looking at and thinking, all right, this week when you're thinking about development for next year? Because Pacheco, I mean, if he's running for the Cardinals next year, like, it doesn't matter what he does in that game. Was there... Did you want to see more of a steady dose of Rashard Smith that we saw a little bit in the Chargers game? He got carry number 2, and I thought this is a sign of good things to come. Or Jalen Royals to see what you have at your 4th-round pick. We didn't get to see those guys much, what, combined 11 snaps between them. We might see him more for the Denver game. We don't know what's going to happen, or might see him for the Raiders game the following week. But is there something that you wanted to see yesterday that you didn't see?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned a couple of them. There's frankly a lot. Like, I was surprised that Jaden Hicks only played 17 defensive snaps. Feels like this is the time to let him out there to try to get as much work as he can. But the guys that you mentioned were the main ones. Jalen Royals never got a target. I think he played, what, 3 offensive snaps here, according to Pro Football Reference. And then Jeffrey Bassa, the other rookie who just doesn't get playing time. He did not get a single defensive snap. He only played on special teams. But those are guys who I wanted to see, but I think I said this on air last week. Hearing the Chiefs talk about Royals and Bassa, hearing Andy and Spags talk about them, it didn't seem like they were close to getting into the mix, which was sort of alarming, at least in the short term, but it kind of felt like they probably weren't going to get much run. And this is all, we're talking about the end of a lost season, and I'm not telling Andy Reid how to run his depth chart, but I was stunned that Rashard Smith didn't get a carry. He got one touch on a target there late in the game. That was it. That was really shocking to me, where Isaiah Pacheco ends up with more carries than the rest of the team combined, almost as many catches as the rest of the team combined. Just a straight, and look, again, you have to just execute a functioning offense, and I get that. I'm trying to make life a little bit easier, in this case, your third string quarterback, but I was really surprised they didn't just try to get 10 touches to Rashard Smith. Just hand him the football some and just find out if you think he can do this as a running back at the NFL level. Maybe they already think he can't. I don't know. Maybe it's another training camp for all those guys, but I don't know that that's magically going to make them full-time players. So I really would like to see some of them go now, because again, frankly, I like Isaiah Pacheco. I wish that his season hadn't been derailed by the injury last year. He hasn't looked quite the same since, but I know who Isaiah Pacheco is. I really feel like there's a chance to learn a little bit more about Rashard Smith the rest of the way.
Yeah, when you look at this team in next year, is there a particular area, because JT and I talked about it, he would go pass rusher, which with the first pick, because the Chiefs didn't move. They're still picking 12, so didn't help them. They're going to be somewhere between 9 and 13 or 14. I mean, they're not going to move a whole bunch from where they're at. But, you know, the text line likes David Bailey at Texas Tech, a pass rusher. Or there's a running back case for Jeremiah Loves, people that like him out there a lot. I particularly like Carnell Tate, wide receiver. Is there any one group? And I think there's an argument to be made for many different positions.
Yes.
An argument to be made. Is there one position, without the players, is there one position that you would love to see first round for the Chiefs?
You are gonna you're gonna make it sound like I'm just copying off your notes, because I will say I think position group, I look at the defensive line first. I think that's the group right now, without having really put my draft hat on. I am not doing 365 days of draft coverage like you are. But just kind of looking at the state of this Chiefs roster and knowing that they're gonna have a chance to get a top 10-ish player, and hopefully just a top 10 player on their big board. I think if you say, hey, you get another player to take a little bit of the burden off of Chris Jones, and to hopefully, if you're picking him top 10, hopefully a guy who ends up having a higher ceiling than George Karlaftis, and then Karlaftis can kind of stay in that high-end number two pass rusher range, but really for these next couple years, you'd like to have Jones, Karlaftis, and another guy, and then you can hopefully actually get home with four, which has just been a problem all year long. If you made me pick a player, though, Bink, it would be Carnell Tate. I can't help it, man. I have wanted for so many years to hear Roger Goodell go up to the podium and say, with the what pick, the Kansas City Chiefs select this guy, wide receiver, Ohio State. It's just a good way of doing business. I feel like if you get a chance to get one of those guys, the odds of him being a plus NFL player is very, very good. And I do think this is maybe a little bit of a reflection of how this year went for Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. But really, it's just a reflection of the fact that Travis Kelce, even if he comes back again next year, you do not want to make him be the guy that defenses are able to key in on as much as they have this year, even with Rice being on the field. I really think there is room for an X wide receiver type that this team never really invests in. So I'm guessing I will be hurt, through the draft process again, but the pass rush is my position group. Carnell Tate right now is my guy.
And there's nothing wrong with that. He has the best hands in the draft. Best routes he runs in the draft. He's got the best catch radius, and he's 6'3". And there is a lot of reason to like Carnell Tate, to be quite honest with you. Josh, by the way, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I know it's tomorrow, not today, but still happy birthday.
I appreciate that. And by us having this conversation today, I'm going to get to sleep in on my birthday tomorrow. So this is an absolute win-win for me.
And then on Thursday, you got Chiefs game. And I told JT, I think a lot of people – whether you give out gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas, I do think people make an exception. I think there's going to be a lot of Chiefs tickets going out Christmas Eve.
Yeah, which is especially if you think about, you know, if you're a kid, your parents maybe have done all the legwork, you know, you don't need to worry about what time you're getting to the stadium on Christmas. You do that one opening of the present on Christmas Eve, and it's Chiefs tickets for the next day. Heck, some of these, I mean, look, if mom or dad's got the logistics planned out, you can get those tickets Christmas morning. You get a Chris Olatikin jersey. I think I said his name wrong now.
Yeah.
You get a number 19 Oladokun jersey and some tickets underneath, and all of a sudden you're going to Arrowhead for Christmas night. That is a very cool thing, and I understand why the Chiefs have kind of taken over Christmas this way. Just a bizarre way for this year to have a Christmas night game with no playoff implications for the hometown team. Really, really weird.
Yeah, it'll be the Denver Broncos that get to come to warm Kansas City when they probably thought it would be damn cold. This time
go
of year.
Go out there and yell at the Broncos. Go scream at Bo Nix for 3 hours. That's family bonding on Christmas.
Yell
right
incomplete, just like they do. Briscoe, Merry Christmas to you. And did you try that winter grind yet?
I haven't. I still haven't opened in a tab on my laptop. I haven't found it yet. I need to seek it out. And look, the way this is going, maybe I just need to crack it open for postgame on Christmas.
Yeah, well, you might as well. I mean, there's only one after that, so. With the Raiders, we might all sit around and drink after that one.
I think we probably should. Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too.
Appreciate you having me again here. And I will see you on Christmas itself. Santa Bink on the pregame show. Talk about some college football action. Don't miss it.
Sounds good, my friend. Take care. Be careful. And enjoy that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.